on your radio.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and a City Matters program this morning. As always, an opportunity for me to welcome in City Manager Ed Gordon and members of the staff and or management of the city. And first of all, how was your Christmas?
Merry Christmas to you, Charlie. This is the 26th.
Yes.
Did you have a good Christmas?
It was nice.
Nice day. Beautiful summer weather.
Oh, well, or rainy summer weather, as the case may be, yeah.
Feels like spring outside, doesn't it?
It could be.
It very well may be. Charlie, this morning...
It
is early yet, and we're almost into the new year. Got a few days to go before we have the first of the year. But I've got several members of the city staff here. And kind of a different side to the
I'd ask who's running
program.
The store, but you're closed, so...
They're all here.
Yeah.
And usually we come in here and talk about nuts and bolts and numbers. I heard the program with Mr. Kane on, where he was talking about Mike Bailey and his apocalyptic numbers or something like that.
I think it was my ability to smile through the apocalypse.
Apocalypse, yeah. But I thought we'd talk about Christmas things. This is a wonderful
celebration. That was yesterday, Ed.
It was yesterday, okay. but the celebration of goes on kind of our hearts through the whole rest of the year because these are treasured memories. And I brought the city staff in today.
You did.
To tell a little bit about their Christmas and their traditions. And I have with me, first of all, our community development director. She wears, that's just one hat, but that's her primary hat.
She was interim parks director for a long time.
That hat still is warm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it is one that is chafed a little bit. So, Lisa, without chafing, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you all.
And I know that all of us have Christmas traditions, and I share some of the moments of Christmas with your family.
Well, actually,
Kyle.
You know, I have my one son, Kyle, and probably of course, he's grown up now and lives in Dallas, but my happiest memory with him, I guess, was when he was a little boy and he would wake up on Christmas morning and he would see the Santa dust on the floor from the fireplace to the tree. And
what's Santa dust?
Well, that's the dust that Santa leaves when he climbs down the chimney. It's this little magic dust that falls
off. It's not ashes
off
of him,
is
it?
No, it's not ashes. It's much sparklier and prettier than that.
All right.
And, you know, he'd have a little Santa dust in his hair as he toddled out of his little bedroom in his new pajamas that he would open on Christmas Eve. So he'd look cute.
Do you have Christmas on Christmas Eve?
Oh, no. Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
But on Christmas Eve, he would get his one present. And every year, it was a big surprise. It was always a new pair of pajamas. So he'd look really cute in the pictures on Christmas morning.
Now, these are the ones that have the feet in them?
Yes, these are the little Carters.
Now, Nancy Banks told me that Johnny Ray...
Yeah.
The chief still wears those.
He does. I heard that he has kind of a bunny outfit that he's very fond of. Little pink bunny with the little baubles on it.
Be careful because he gets to talk last, right?
His turn's still up. Yeah.
But my memory from this holiday is, as we've done in the past since Kyle's grown up and he's married to lovely little Whitney Brooks, now Beeman here in Bartlesville, so it's a mom's night, and on Christmas night this year, as we've done in the past, it's always Kyle and Whitney and the two moms, and we go see a movie every year. And this year we went to see La La Land.
What is that about?
Well, it's a new musical. It's bringing musicals back to the theater, the movie theater again.
Like out of the 30s and 40s.
It's really good.
Like Singing in the Rain.
Yeah. So if someone hasn't seen it, La La Land is really a wonderful, happy little chick flick for you. So yes, Kyle has to go see chick flicks usually on Christmas Eve, or Christmas Day. But we did that, and that's a tradition that we.
So you didn't go
started.
See the Star Wars movie, huh?
No, not for
Our
Christmas.
Words exactly, Charlie.
Not.
We were astounded.
No, because the moms get to pick the movie on Christmas, and we picked La La Land.
Yeah, that's where you live, Lisa.
Yes, I do. I live in La La Land.
Okay, well, maybe that might not have been appropriate.
It might not have been. That was kind of I filed a discrimination suit.
You're going to have to. So special memories, Lisa.
Yeah, that's pretty. Until I have some grandchildren, and then it's going to get
special.
Exciting again.
Yeah. My granddaughter celebrated her first birthday on the 11th, and we were there for the party.
How fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait for those
I have pictures.
Days. I'm sure you do.
And into the presents, your granddaughter will be.
Yes, absolutely.
She'll be in the middle of it.
She was probably crawled right up into the middle of them and opened them up.
I have no doubt that she had a great Christmas yesterday in Illinois. I have pictures, but yeah. I'll show you later.
Well, you know, Terry has that whole house. How many kids do you have? 10? Is it 10 kids?
5 kids.
Five.
It seems like 10.
We lease out 5.
So now, depends on if you count. Do you count Terry in on the kids?
Yeah, oh, yes.
With Terry, there is 10.
I imagine his Christmas was a little louder than mine, but, you know, until I have a grandchild, it was a little quiet.
Terry, how do you quarantine these kids? What do you do?
Well, we don't. Suzanne and I, we go out, and we actually didn't get back until late yesterday. So I'm not quite sure how Christmas went for them, but they're still all there, and the house is still standing. So we're very grateful for that.
All right. So do you go to church?
We do. We went to church on Saturday. So there's a Christmas Mass that we celebrate. And then from there, we went, and we always have a nice dinner with our family. And then we do our family gifts at that time. And so, you know, that's we call it the family gifts, but that's mom, dad giving gifts to everybody else. And so we opened those, and everybody enjoyed what they got, or at least it appeared to on the surface. And so then we, of course, our younger ones are really geared up, and we're geared up for Christmas and Santa and everything. And so it takes a while for them to kind of wind down to go to bed. We go always and check the Santa tracker on the internet.
So you see where he is.
See where he's at. So make sure he hadn't missed us. And so, of course, he didn't miss us as far as when we looked at it. So we get the kids to bed, and that usually takes a while to do.
What's a while?
Well, this year, it was probably about almost, it was after 11. I stopped looking at the clock just because I didn't want to know.
Is there some assembly then required after that?
Well, we kind of make sure everything's ready for Santa, and so sometimes we're able to see Santa and visit with him. This year it was a short visit, but we said our hellos and goodbyes, and off we went, and off to bed we went, and so there we did.
It's kind of like the sparkly Santa trail that's left. He was there.
It is, and I don't know, you guys talked about earlier being, you know, rainy and warm, but over at my house, I shoveled snow all morning. So
all
I,
morning?
Yeah.
I'm your
a little
neighbor?
Tired. I'm tired, yeah.
You and
yeah.
your neighbor shovel snow?
Yeah, we did. He was dressed a little bit lighter in clothes than I was.
I see. Interesting apparel.
To each their own, you know?
So how do you, the kids in the morning, the 5 kids you have,
yeah,
I'm sure
yeah.
they're anxious.
They're anxious. We always set a time, and this year we set 6:30 in the morning. They can't come down. Our room is downstairs. We have our kids are all upstairs, and so we set a time that 6:30 they can't come downstairs. So that we can sleep just a little bit.
Now, what happens in between? How do you?
There's never been any you know, jumping the gun like a land rush when the kids, you know,
well,
4 in the morning.
Well, I'm sure there is, but as the kids have gotten older and more stealthy and understanding the noise, the noise acoustics of the house, but we always hear them running back and forth, and I didn't look at the time to see what time that occurred, but it's well before 6:30, and then some of the younger ones who aren't used to whispering. Or being very quiet, you know, they're going, what time is it? What is it time? You know, it's constantly through there. So
give it. What are the names of your kids, Terry?
It's Nathan, Evan, Katie, Benjamin, and Stephen, are the from oldest to youngest.
And of course, give your lovely wife, Susanna.
Suzanne, yeah.
And what a beautiful family you have, and memories and traditions. And your parents coming over, is that?
No, we usually go over to, I was born in Ponca City, and so we always, after we open gifts and eat breakfast and such, then we go over there and spend the day with my family in Ponca, and so we did that as well this year.
Kind of a tradition.
And a tradition in itself there.
Well, I think that's a beautiful tradition, and I Merry Christmas to you and your family, Terry, and appreciate the family atmosphere that you set. Morning. This is our chief.
Yes.
Johnny Ray Banks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny Ray. Glad you could be here, and appreciate you stepping right up and volunteering to be a part of our Christmas tradition show.
I wouldn't have missed it.
No, would not have
would
missed
not
it.
Would not have missed
no.
it.
No. not, yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
I love public speaking. That's my favorite.
Unlike the rest of these people whose offices are closed, your people are still on the job.
Yeah, our guys, we work 24/7. Those guys, they're here Christmas Day. I mean, somebody's here every waking moment. I mean,
we're
ready
both.
To go. Police
yep.
and fire both. Anybody in the emergency services or people that work at the hospital emergency rooms, holidays mean, I mean, it's just another day on the job for them, you know.
Well, John, how was Christmas?
It was great. As of course, I'm still full because I've eaten for the last 4 days, pretty much nonstop is usually how that works.
Of course, the fire hauler is always something to eat around there.
There's always something to eat around there. People's always bringing cookies and candy and dropping them off to the guys, you know, and so there's all kinds of stuff that probably isn't very nutritional to eat, but we all stuff ourselves.
I understand.
When we're sick.
John, how do you celebrate Christmas?
Well, we'll go to church Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock that afternoon. We'll go to church, and then we end up at my son's house. We have some snacks and sit around and visit and play with the kids, and then we have Chinese Christmas.
Charlie, have you ever had one of those?
I have never had a Chinese Christmas. My son and daughter-in-law traveled to Europe a few years ago when we were in London, and of course even the restaurant and the hotel was closed on Christmas Day. The only thing that was open was a Chinese restaurant down the block. So I do feel for you, John. I know what happened.
I'm not sure that's the correct term. That's just I don't even know who named it that. But anyway, that just seems like that's what they've. I don't know. I don't know who to blame that on, you know. Yeah.
And, of course, with England having Boxing Day the next day, the restaurants were still closed, so they went back for more Chinese food.
Oh, yeah. My mother is a souvenir of the Second World War, so I know quite a bit about the English traditions. I mean, the little cracker deals you pull apart that they give the kids on Christmas. They'd have candy and stuff like that, you know. Now you buy them things, and they got like tweezers and fingernail clippers and stuff. And my mother shows up with them, you know, and gives them out to all the little kids, you know. And
a 2-year-old really enjoys them.
Yeah,
tweezers.
Pop out, like, really, you know.
Yeah. Razor blade.
Exactly.
don't take them in the jail.
Yeah. So yeah, that's always interesting to see what's going to pop out of those. They call them crackers, I think is what they are. Yeah.
But
big,
yeah.
Great big huge things. They pull the ends off of them. My mother seems to find them somewhere. I don't know where she gets them. Maybe she imports them from England. I don't know. But she always seems to find those, and then the kids get them and open them up, and tweezers.
I'm sure she buys them locally. Got green tickets
must,
for them.
Yeah. Yes. Well,
she's 90 years old, so she don't wander too far from home. I can assure you that.
But Chinese Christmas means it's kind of just an exchange of gifts then?
Yeah, everybody brings a gift, you know, and you draw numbers. And of course, if you have the number one, you're the first person to choose a gift, and you have the first person, they have to open theirs, and then number two, they choose a gift, and you can either choose to open that gift or you can take somebody else's gift and give to them. Anyway, you can swap out, you know, and there's all kinds of rules that I'm not going to get into, you know, because I tried to just explain the rules to them as we go. That way.
So you're made up to your advantage.
Like you can only steal the same gift 3 times, right?
Yeah, that's something sort of like that. Yeah. It depends. Yeah. Depends on the gift and who they're stealing it from.
I see.
If I have it, there's no stealing.
You know, so I mean, and you may wander, if it's something nice you want to keep, you know, you might want to wander into the other room, maybe stick it behind the cabinet or something. Maybe they won't, everybody will forget what it was, you know. And
good luck.
So anyway, of course, everybody wants the last number because then you can choose any gift, and it gets pretty comical, and it always is pretty comical. And of course, you know, somebody always ends up with something that maybe they would rather had something else.
It's, you know? So it could be called almost a dirty Santa.
Well, but we call it a Chinese Christmas.
Yeah, I think that's it.
And then on Christmas morning, my son and I, we cook up, we fried a turkey, and we baked a ham or smoked a ham, and once again ate more food than is allowed, you know.
So you started the day before eating, doing nothing but eating.
Yeah.
And went to church, then came back and you
ate some more, and then
cooked more and ate more.
Yeah. And then Christmas Day we cooked a lot and we ate a lot, and I won't have to eat for the next 4 or 5 days.
And wore your Hawaiian shirt that you got because it's so warm.
I have plenty of those. My wife makes sure I have a lot of that type of clothing, but I didn't wear it for Christmas. Maybe I'll do that next year.
Next year? Yeah. Maybe next year. I know,
it
John
was,
Ray,
it was two years. It was cold. Well, Terry had his. He was pushing snow.
Yeah, and you were homeless.
I'm homeless. Yeah,
and
I am homeless.
You live with Kelly Banks.
Yep, my old cousin Kelly's taking care of me. He took me in. I was standing outside in the cold with all my worldly belongings that I've collected, and had nowhere to go. And he felt
sorry for Nancy. Didn't feel sorry for you.
Yeah. So we're homeless right now, but I'm taking care of that. But it's going to be a while yet.
And some good news. How many kids you got?
I have two, little John and Jenna. And
she just came back.
Yeah, her husband were in Denver, and they've moved back to Tulsa, which is a lot closer than Denver, you know. So we got up Christmas morning, went to my son's house, opened gifts with him and his wife and his grandkid and my grandkids, and then we went to jet down to Tulsa, and
only the fire chief can do that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Jet.
Yeah,
yeah. Jet down to Tulsa and have Christmas morning with Jen and Andy, and then they went. Andy's parents are in McKinney, Texas, so they drove to McKinney and had spent Christmas Day, and we came back this way and started cooking. And oh my gosh,
how many grandkids do you have?
Three.
What are their names?
Jackson, Chandler, and Emma.
And how old are they?
Jackson is, let's see, I know I'm going to get this wrong, but Jackson's probably, I think he's 20. Chandler is 16, and Emma is 13, I believe.
She doesn't have you wrapped around her finger.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Well, Johnny Ray, Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas.
Appreciate you being here this morning. Good morning, Mr. Bailey.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm a little worn out.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is shovel snow too?
Well,
so John had his Hawaiian shirt on. Yeah. You shovel snow?
Yeah.
And you're with your neighbor.
Well, and I'm technically in Edmond, so it was quite a. I just came in just for the show today, and I got to go back after this.
That's so, nice. It is nice of you.
Yeah. I'm kind of like John. I don't know if it's I wouldn't miss it or if I couldn't miss it. I couldn't miss it, right?
Bailey, were you trying to get away from the in-laws?
No, I love my in-laws, and they might be listening.
And they are, and taking notes, I hope. So what'd you do?
We have Christmas Eve with my parents, and we do Chinese Christmas. I didn't know we did that, but we do. We call it something else, but I guess John and I have similar traditions.
So what do you call it?
Dirty Santa.
Dirty Santa.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to start calling it Chinese Christmas, though. I like that better.
I kind of like that better myself.
Yeah. But for me, Chinese Christmas kind of summons up images of what was the show with Ralphie and the goose? The Christmas Story.
What's married to you?
That to me is a Chinese.
The BB gun is shooting your eye out. Remember?
That to me is a Chinese Christmas. The goose with the head and, yeah.
Leg lamp. Yeah. The whole work.
Yeah, the leg lamp.
Yeah. The leg lamp.
You should give him one of those away.
Hey, a major award, Charlie.
But David Crawford took his with him. I'm sorry.
Sadly, you should give those away on.
We
your,
should.
Your,
I'll put that on the list of gifts next week.
Kevin Potter. Kevin Potter should have that available.
That's more my version of a Chinese Christmas. But no, we do a dirty Santa with my family and my sister and my parents and my niece and my great niece and of course my kids and my wife.
And you know, you gather at your parents' house?
We do. Yeah, have a great time there.
What's your mom and dad's name?
Don and Mary. My dad's name is Don, unless you're a salesman calling, and then you can't pronounce his name, and it's Don, and we always know that you didn't know him when you couldn't pronounce his name.
Okay. And you have kids?
I do. I have two little ones.
Not little anymore.
Yeah, I have a teenage daughter, Olivia, and an 11-year-old boy, Connor, so... We had lots of clothes and video games and well, that's pretty much it. That's all Christmas is anymore.
Well,
Christmas morning.
Video games.
Video games. You can imagine who got what out of those two.
Mike got the video game.
I did. Connor still wants them back.
And your wife, Shannon. Your wife's name?
My wife already gave it. Yeah, you gave it away. My wife is Shannon. Yep, and she.
How long have you been married?
Now, that's not right, Ed Gordon. We didn't rehearse this part.
Shannon's
ever
listening.
Ever since what year?
Gosh. And we have, Ed Gordon.
His a
17 years.
18.
Hey.
17 years. 17 years. Got married in 1999. May of 1999. That's 17 years.
Okay.
Yeah, look at that. See? He tried to trap me.
He's our accountant in the city. Well, I can't remember. Can you subtract that off there for me?
It's a good thing that Shannon's in Edmond, so she can't listen to this, because you almost got me.
Don't worry.
Trouble.
Is this going to be on the internet or on the...
It is streaming live right now. Week.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I just texted Shannon, so I'll wait
perfect.
For a reply.
Perfect. Yeah. So. That's good.
What's her number? I'll text her just so she knows. Yeah.
Well, thanks.
I can't remember that either.
Thanks for being here, Mike. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is actually the person who runs. Oh, I know there's a city council, mayor and vice mayor.
Yeah.
City council and
there is a memo published every year that I receive a copy of that she originates, so that I know what city councilman is coming on when, unless they change the schedule. Every Tuesday morning after a Monday night city council, I give her credit because she organizes.
She organizes and runs the city. Her name is Elaine. Elaine. Her name is Yolanda. Yes, her real name is Yolanda. She doesn't like that known publicly.
I wouldn't spread it around then.
That's why I'm not. We're just in this group.
Okay.
And AKA Elaine Baines. Elaine, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how long you lived in Bartlesville?
62 years.
You're not that old. So you were born and raised here in Bartlesville.
Yes, I was.
That's a terrible question.
I didn't ask her age. I said how long, because she could have said, I've been here 32 years or something. I don't know. All my life.
She was going to tell the truth.
Well, yeah.
Never lived anywhere else.
No. Two lifetimes for Elaine.
And Elaine grew up here in Bartlesville, graduated from College High.
Yes, sir.
The Wright High School.
That's right.
Willie Wildcat.
That's right.
Elaine, thank you for coming in today. She doesn't like to be in any kind of public position. She always is the one who faithfully makes things happen at the city, and she genuinely, if there's ever I know we're not that kind of a power behind the throne,
right?
But influence that's behind those that are in positions to make decisions,
mm-hmm.
She's in the better position, and she makes right decisions. She's, I guess she'd be called to the city, she's Tonto.
I think that could be an appropriate honor.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Chose
the wrong
feather.
Person or whatever that means.
That's not what she was. That was not what she was a week ago Saturday.
What was she then?
Well, I don't know. I think she's probably going to tell us about it.
All right. So who did you play? What did you do for Christmas?
Well, we traditionally have two Christmases at my home. The week before Christmas, all of my family gets together, and we have a theme to our Christmas that night. And this year our theme was 80s icon, whether music or movie star or TV show. And I have four children who marry and their husbands and wives, and I have eight grandchildren.
We
all dressed up. We had quite a bit of fun. We had Sly of the Family Stone, we had Ice Cube and Lionel Richie.
Boy George.
Cindy Lauper. Yes. Uh-huh. We had Chuck Norris.
Oh.
And Pat Benatar. And we had Transformer. We had Slash from Guns N' Roses. We had two Dolly Partons. Who
the
we
larger
sang
the
our little chests off. And we all had to perform.
I'm not sure what that means.
Saying you missed the first part.
We had a lot of fun. We all had to play our part in some little skit or song or routine. And so it was very entertaining.
There's got to be some social media.
No, wait, you missed one.
If any of Elaine's family is listening, we would like to have a copy of that.
I heard that Richard Simmons was also in
attendance. Richard Simmons was there.
And which of your children?
And Jennifer Harris.
Yeah, let's do that. Give us the names of your family. No order to it, just a name.
Well, my oldest is Jeremy and Julie Baines and their son Jacob. They live in Oklahoma City and came up and spent the weekend with us. And then my daughter, Brooke, and her husband, Shannon, and the twins, Tyson and Trayson. They're from Sherman, Texas. And Trayson brought his lovely girlfriend, Madison. She was Boy George of the evening. And then Brandon Hastings, my son, and his lovely wife, Rachel, and their son, Corbin. And he lives here in Bartlesville. And then Jennifer and her husband, Jeremy Harris, and their kids, Braden and Bella, were there. And so we had a lot of fun. And our Christmas Eve tradition, well, then we'll bring in my Jackson family, my brother and his family.
Mike Jackson.
So Christmas Eve, we had all of those.
Sometimes they call
there.
Him Michael?
Yes, sometimes they do. We do that as often as possible because he just loves it.
Yeah,
I bet he does.
Kind of like calling Johnny Ray.
So Christmas Eve, we had all of the complete family.
And of course, what a lovely tradition. Yes. As you all gather together. Is it much laughter?
Yes, my sides are still hurting. I'm very blessed with a very large, happy, fun-loving family.
And plenty to eat?
Yes, lots of food. My son Brandon loves to smoke food on his smoker, so we have turkeys and hams and brisket and ribs, and it's just it was an amazing venue, I would tell you, buffet.
And they all gather at your house?
Yes, and that tradition has happened all of my life. Christmas Eve, all the families together.
All of the families together.
Yes.
Well, Elaine.
There's one Christmas we haven't heard much about yet.
You're correct, Charlie.
Yeah. And I want to make sure that our city manager gets equal time here. Well, I'm sure he had an enjoyable sermon Christmas morning, but what else happened?
Well, that is that church at 9:30 with breakfast and then follow that with a worship service and to talk about the reason we're sitting around these microphones and having this discussion. And that is
because Potter wants the half hour of programming.
Well, Merry Christmas to Kevin and Dory. I tell you, they do a lot. You all, this radio station, the leaven of our community is this radio station, and the let's just call it what it is: the outreach, the ministry that it has to inform our community and keep it safe when in times of trouble. You're here in the middle of the night talking about storms and where not to go and what to do. And
don't go in the water if it's flooding. Yeah.
When we turn on in the mornings when it's icy and snowy, we get up and turn on the radio to listen about roads and what's closed and what's going on. A lifeline to our community is this radio station. And my, what a gift. We think about gifts for Christmas. We really have the gifts of each other. Sitting in this room, it's a treasure, Charlie, to be a part of each other's family. It's a small community, really. Mm-hmm. And we're connected with one another. But the reason that we gather together is the one who gave himself for us, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And, of course, this is a celebration of his birth. And that's why we gather together. And the gifts that are given are to remind us of the greatest gift that was ever given, and that was Jesus Christ for us. And that's where we focus this Christmas season. And the Gordon family, that we kind of divide up and go two different directions. After church service, went to my oldest son Caleb's home, his wife Jamie, and then the youngest is Noah, and then Austin and Gabriel and Hannah, the grandkids, to celebrate Christmas there. And then moved on to David's house, my youngest son, both boys born in Wyoming. But David, his wife's Katie Marie. You had the Marie because that's kind of a, I'll hear about that. And then Carter, he's 4 years old, and he is the most rambunctious child in Bartlesville. He is a handful, but what a precious gift he is. And that is the gift of Christmas, is having each other and to Johnny Ray and to Yolanda and to Michael and to Terry and to Lisa.
We're gonna have a group hug.
And to the rest and to the rest yes. of the city staff of Bartlesville, the great gift that they are, the 340 employees of the city that keep us our services, our streets safe and to provide our parks to them. Thank you for your service. And Charlie, to you, God bless you and the city of Bartlesville, and Merry Christmas.
All right. We'll do it again next year in 2017. That's City Matters on 1400 K1.